Well, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. It is Wednesday morning. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our Lord and our Lord. We grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we will make it through all of the wisdom literature. Well, thanks so much for joining us today. We are at Psalm 79. Psalm 79. Let's go ahead and have some coffee, and we'll pray. Is that some good coffee there? It's not coffee. You have tea. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the blessing it is to get to come to you, to read your word, and to grow in grace. We pray that you would watch over us and bless us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. Psalm 79. A psalm of Asaph.
Ooh, maybe Grandpa Greco is watching.
He might be. O God, the nations have come into your inheritance. Your holy temple they have defiled. They have laid Jerusalem in heaps. The dead bodies of your servants, they have given as food for the birds of the heavens. The flesh of your saints to the beasts of the earth. Their blood they have shed like water all around Jerusalem. And there was no one to bury them. We have become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to those who are around us. Do you think that this is, what do you guys think he's talking about here?
That they just let the body sit there.
Are things going well in Jerusalem?
No.
No? What's happened?
Blood all.
Blood all over the place? What's going on in the temple? Who's there? Yeah, the goyim, the nations, the unbelievers. They're the ones who have entered into the temple and defiled it. Deborah, you want to read verses 5 and 6?
Yeah. How long, Lord, will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your wrath on the nations that do not know you, and the kingdoms that do not call on your name, for they have devoured Jacob and laid waste in his dwelling place.
Oh, do not remember from iniquities against us. Let your tender mercies run, come speedily to meet us, for we have been brought very low. Help us, O God, for salvation. For the glory of your name, and deliver us, and provide attention for.
And provide. Atonement
for sins, for your name's sake. Why should the nations say, where is their God? Let there be known among the nations, and all sight the
avenging
of blood of all servants which have been shed.
Yeah, so what do you guys think the word atonement means? It's connected. When we talk about salvation, it's connected to salvation. What do you think atonement means? Why don't you put it here so it doesn't spill, okay? So atonement is when you sacrifice an animal and then the blood covers over. Right? So whether it was by sprinkling or whether that was by the blood being poured over or the blood just being shed. No, I don't think it was ever ever the case that they would dunk things in the blood. Although sometimes in the Old Testament they would take this sacrifice where they would take the bird and dip the bird in the water, in the blood of the other bird. But he's asking God to provide atonement for our sins. Why did God destroy the temple?
Because they were rebelling against God?
Yeah, because they were rebellious. Right? They forgot God who had brought them up out of Egypt, and they started to worship false gods. Right? And so now God's destroyed the temple. He's destroyed Jerusalem. He's let the nations go in there and say, and they say, God, God, we need our sins covered. God, we need you. Right? People are saying, where is their God? Let the groaning of the prisoner come before you, according to the greatness of your power. Preserve those who are appointed to die, and return our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom, their reproach with which they have reproached you, O Lord. So we, your people, and your sheep of your pasture, will give you thanks forever. We will show forth your praise to all generations. So is he calling for God to be good towards his enemies?
No.
No, he's calling God to do what?
To destroy his enemies.
To destroy his enemies. But to remember who?
God.
Remember who?
Your people.
Your people. And what are the people called here? The, what's that say right there?
The sheep.
The sheep of your pasture. Right? The sheep of your pasture. Do you guys think we could pray that for our brothers and sisters in places like China?
Yeah.
Places like North Korea? Mm-hmm. Where we know Christians are dying because they love Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why don't we go? You guys want to pray for that right now? Mm-hmm. All right, let's pray. Father, we pray for your people. Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters in Muslim countries and in communist countries and in authoritarian countries where there is no freedom to worship you. We pray for our brothers and sisters who have their lives in peril. As they wake up this morning and as they go about their day, not knowing if they'll see their families tonight, not knowing if their jobs will be there tomorrow, not knowing if they'll get evicted from their homes this evening. Lord, we pray that you would care for the sheep of your pasture. We pray, thanking you that you have brought the nations to yourself. Lord, we thank you that even though we were once your enemies, Father, you, while we were yet sinners, sent your only begotten Son to die for us. Father, we pray that you would care for us this day. Let us remember your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord bless you today.
What are you doing over there?
May the Lord bless you today. May he fill you with joy and peace. May we have our hearts filled with his love, especially as we remember those who are persecuted for Jesus' sake. You guys want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Bye. See you guys tomorrow.